This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Environmental groups, including Conservation Colorado, are pushing back against efforts to sell public lands for affordable housing. Rachel Cohen reports for the Mountain West News Bureau.
60 organizations are sharing the new policy framework. Noelle Porter works for one, the National Housing Law Project. She says proposals for housing on public land should include legally binding affordability requirements, fit with local land use plans, and involve consultation with tribes and communities.
The goal is to sort of say you can't wrap this sale in a premise that isn't actually a part of the promise.
Meanwhile, Interior Secretary Doug Burgum has his own plan to use federal land for housing, but hasn't made any public move since announcing it over a year ago. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Rachel Cohen.
A new report from the American Lung Association finds nearly half of U.S. children live in areas with bad air quality, and some cities in the Mountain West rank among the most polluted. Denver is among one of those that are the worst. Melissa Ramos is with the American Lung Association. She says fixing that will require major changes.
We can be transitioning away from fossil fuels and investing more in clean energy and clean transportation options. That's going to reduce a lot of the pollution that we're seeing.
She says wildfire smoke adds to the problem, especially as fires burn longer in a hotter, drier climate. The Colorado State Patrol is warning residents about a popular financial scam involving false delinquency notices demanding payment. The notices have often come via text and provide a QR code. Do not use it.